So, as you've heard, the theme of the retreat is the great love. On the poster, it also talked about the alchemy of love. And as I said last night, there's no conflict between these two things. Through love, through the practice of loving, of metta, we transform ourselves. We transform ourselves into great lovers. Love in the sense of Maitri, of metta, of course. And the word great love is the translation of the Sanskrit Maha Maitri. And Maitri is the translation of the Pali word metta, as in metta bhavna. And you can translate this term as boundless loving kindness, friendliness, benevolence, goodwill, or indeed love. And this is what we're trying to do in the metta bhavna practice. And the metta bhavna practice is, of course, one of the root practices in the FWBO. Not just here in the West, but in India, wherever we go, the metta bhavna is one of those basic practices that you learn. If you go along to any centre, you'll either learn the mindfulness of breathing or the metta bhavna. Sooner or later, you'll come across the metta bhavna. Sooner or later, you'll have a go at practicing it. When Sangharakshita, the founder of our order, the founder of the FWBO, introduced this, when he started to take meditation classes, when he came back to Britain in the late 60s, it was these two practices that he taught. And teaching the metta bhavana was somewhat revolutionary at the time, which is quite interesting. The Buddhists he was around at that time certainly had a lot of familiarity with mindfulness, a lot of emphasis on mindfulness practice, or a particular kind of mindfulness practice, but they weren't very familiar or had hardly any familiarity with metta bhavana. And the practice for Bhante was a very important one. He took it up himself in India, and it's a very traditional practice, the metta bhavana. Although in some ways it's sort of a bit out of vogue in some circles, if you like, that the emphasis has often been on mindfulness and insight, and even some people thinking that metta is somehow kind of elementary or beside the point. But Sangharakshita felt that it was very important for the people that he was meeting when he first started to teach meditation in the West. It's very easy with awareness and mindfulness that you can just get very dry, even distant and disconnected from your experience. If you don't practice it properly, this is what can happen. It doesn't have to be like that if it's the right kind of mindfulness and the right kind of awareness. But you can get quite dry, quite disconnected from people. So metta bhavana is a very good balancing practice for any one-sidedness, because in the metta bhavana practice, you're becoming aware of emotion, aware of feeling. You have to start there, and you're noticing in particular your friendly feeling, your friendly responses, your contacting your basic, natural, friendly responses, and you're cultivating those friendly responses and developing those friendly responses to others in wider and wider circles to more and more people. You're trying to develop friendliness that's also continuous, so it's not just widening out spaciously, as it were. You're also trying to develop it continuously, a continuous stream of friendly feeling. You're developing positive and creative emotion.